Blog Talk Radio.
Professor Danita Applewhite coming to you live from Mesa, Arizona. And I have a lot of things to share with you this morning. I want to share a subject that came up for me continuously through the Thanksgiving weekend with my family members and friends that I haven't seen for a very, very long time. But the subject came up about change. And I observed change with everyone that I came in contact with. And it was so enlightening, so exciting to see someone move from one place that they had been in their life, sometimes stuck in one place, and moved into a better place. You can't beat that feeling. How inspiring that is to many of us. So I encourage you to listen to what we have to say this morning. We have a number of guests that will be joining us on the show. And I know that you'll get something out of this about, are you finally ready for change? And if it's not about you, maybe it's about someone you're going to meet this week or someone you already know. And you can ask them if they present the issue about, I don't know what to do with my life. I don't know how to make change happen. I've got some really, really bad habits. And this is their judgment about bad habits, not yours, that they claim it. And they want to change those habits. A lot of times, teachers will recommend books. And that's the end. Here's a book. Go away. I can't do that as a teacher for almost 40 years. I can't stand just giving a student a book and sending them away. There must be a sense of knowledge, which is in the book, and then another sense of application. So there's application, and then there's knowledge. And so what we expect, that as many books as there are out there on about how to improve yourself and make a change, it becomes overwhelming. The fact already that change is inevitable, absolutely inevitable. You cannot do anything about change but change with change. But the key is here is that as change is inevitable, growth is optional. Now, I know many of our listeners are actual academic students, and they love to take notes, so I want you to take good notes on this. If we're talking about change being inevitable and growth being optional, I want you to focus on the word growth for a minute. That growth means spiritual growth, too. Most importantly, because from moving from one spot to another requires that we do some inside work. It's like getting underneath the hood of a car and really working it and finding out what the problem is, not just fixing one thing. change. For many of us, change is frightening. It is absolutely frightening, especially when we talk about subjects that are related to changing our life because of marriage or divorce or sickness, health, and especially about children. And our focus for our listeners on this show, the Student to Teacher Show, is about changes we make with school and work. As adult students, that becomes a tremendous challenge for us. So we have to truly examine what change means to us and what do we really want to change. As we know, and I want you to keep this in mind, that change is inevitable and that growth, especially spiritual growth, is optional. I want you to understand that I'm going to take you through a series, and some of our guests that are joining us this morning, they may have some things to add in to what I'm going to say right now. So I'm going to give it to you, and then I'm going to open up the switchboards for some feedback. So I see we have a live switchboard this morning, and I'm so happy to welcome all of you here. At the end of the show, I definitely want to give some kudos and information to our veterans out there. So stay online if you are a veteran, you came in for the vet-to-vet discussion. All right, let's get back to change being inevitable and how we begin this. I am going to suggest to you that we start with self-analysis. As a psychologist, I am totally into self-analysis, not someone coming to me and I analyze them, but to empower them to analyze themselves, to look in the mirror and say, where do I start? I remember a very, very beautiful story about starting from within. And it was about this group of scientists that had found the most wonderful information that had come across. And the information was dealing with the knowledge that we hold about the universe. And as these are elders now, and they were going through the process of trying to figure out, as they were leaving this earth, about what they were going to do with this knowledge that they had accumulated. And so they went through a series of trying to find out, where can we hide this knowledge of the universe, this knowledge of finding out how to deal with the fact that man, woman is going to change, human beings are going to change and they're going to grow and hopefully spiritually and not be destructive. Where can we hide this knowledge at? So one of them said, we're hiding in the mountains. Another said, no, because that's they'll find a way to get up to the mountain and some of them will find this information and become destructive with it. Another one said, no, we'll go and hide it into the ocean. And another one said, no, they'll build something and find a way to get down to this knowledge and they will take it and destroy themselves. We must hide it in a place that they will not look until it is the right time. Well, one of the younger ones of these scientists said, I know where you can hide it. And the elder ones looked at him as if to say, oh, come on, we've already gone through everything. You can't know. And he said, hide it within them. They'll never look there. So that's where I want you to start, is within. Starting to look at yourself from within to make any kind of change, to analyze yourself. Knowing when you start this change process, that there's a method to it. And the method to it is knowing when you want to change something, what stops you from making a change, especially when we're talking about going to school or going to work or maintaining your job or your career. You have to know what your cues are, what triggers you not to go forward. And this is especially true in any type of relationship. You know, you have a relationship with what you're doing in your life, with your career, your job, and your school. where you have relationships with people too. And if you pick, someone was bringing this to my attention just this weekend, and they said, you know, that's a person that's been with John and Tony and Larry, and they're all the same. I said, what do you mean? I said, because they keep on picking the same person with the same characteristics. They just have different names. So you have to figure out what that cue or trigger is that keeps you making the same choices over and over and over again. Once you do that, then you need to identify your reward system. What is going to reward you when you make those good changes? And only you can determine what a good change is. And then you figure out your method, your routine. There's a new word out there the kids are talking to me about now. It's called swag. Your swag, the way you take on life, the way your character is. So you develop your method of being. One of the things I do with my students that come to me for these life-changing discussions is I encourage them to do a life resume. And they'll look at me and say, what do you mean a life resume? Well, many of you in the academic world might call that a curriculum vitae. And without getting too deep into that, what it means is everything that you've done in this life from a professional perspective. But a life resume is one where we go back into everything that you've done. If you can remember what you did in kindergarten and start beginning with a praise, a value system for what you've done. Even if it means that you won an attendance award in first or second grade. That's how far back we have to go sometimes. So that you can look at a picture of your life and say, good job. So when you make this self-analysis and you start making these changes and you start knowing your own cues and triggers, identify your own rewards, develop your own method, your own routines, then start your life resume. And once you do all of these things to make the internal changes happen, then you can start talking about the external changes, about choosing the school and choosing the employer and choosing the type of career you want to go into. But until you analyze yourself from within and know who you are, you cannot make successful changes. At the end of all of this, I want you all to develop a system of networking with each other, networking with other people. Don't be afraid to make a business card for yourself if you don't already have one, just with your name and address on, and be able to exchange this with people. So that you have something with your name and number on, and you take theirs, and you can network with them so that you can build your social network, if you will. And then mentoring. Mentoring is so important. Find someone in your field of interest that will help you mentor. And don't forget at all costs, don't forget to keep to stay focused on what you started with when you analyze yourself and develop your own self-control and your own motivation methods. I can't say enough about that because there's too many people out there that are calling themselves motivators and self-development specialists. You are the best self-development specialists. And with that said, I'd like to go to one of our guests this morning that will be joining us from our board of directors at White Apple Institute, our sponsor organization, and that is Dr. Beverly Polnitz. Are you online, Dr. Polnitz?
I am.
Dr.
Polnitz.
Oh, thank you.
I am.
There's a little delay there. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And good morning, and what a wonderful show you have today. I love change.
Mm.
Change can be very difficult. We tend to want to stay locked in the past and things that we know things that are familiar with us instead of advancing boldly into the future and embracing change and new experiences. And so I work towards that every day, renewing myself daily and reminding myself that if I don't embrace change, I'll just experience the same things over and over again. Nothing
will
be new.
Good point. Good point.
And so I'm not going to take a lot of time. I just wanted to read just this one little phrase.
Please.
And it says, avoid allowing your sense of self to be defined by the sum of your experience. Recreate yourself every day.
Oh, I love that.
That is change. And I give it back to you. Thank you so much.
Recreate yourself. Yes, recreate yourself every day. And you know, that's an interesting point that you're bringing up, because if we look at our bodies and our cells in our bodies, they're constantly rejuvenating. And so with that comes a constant change that we have no control over anyway. And so obviously, change is something we can do nothing about in this life, but we can look at change with a different attitude. You know, what someone said, people don't change, only their costumes do, what we wear on the outside. But the inner self, the true inner self, and that's why I encourage, and do you agree with me, Dr. Polnis, that the start is in the self-analysis. Do you agree with me on that one?
Absolutely. The change comes from within, and it reflects in our environment. So as we change, our environment changes. If we take a look at our past, and I mean just take a look. Don't go back there and stay. Take a quick look and look at what was happening inside of you and how it was reflected into your environment. And as we go through life, we can see a direct reflection of our inners in our environment. And as we change, our environment changes. It's a wonderful phenomenon. I love it.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So I can't remember who made this quote, and it was something about accept that you are a master of change in your life rather than a victim of change. And I think that goes back into that looking at the past and not getting stuck there and becoming a victim of what your past is, that you must take control of your own life and become a master of change in your life with God as your leading factor, with whatever you call God, whatever energy, whatever name you attach to God, that force within you that allows you to take mastery in your life. We have other people online this morning, and I want to make sure that we give to everyone, if we can. If I skip over you, please don't be disturbed. There's another show coming up next week, okay? So we'll ask, who's this here at 602? There's a 602 number, 363. Good morning. Good morning. This is Professor Applewhite. 363? Okay.
Hey, you. Good morning,
oh, yes.
Professor Apple.
Good morning. Good morning.
Consuelo Astete.
Professor Astete, thank you.
To be able to listen to the show after such a long time, because I have been out of town and this and that, and working sometimes on Saturdays.
Yes.
But yes, the theme of the program is just marvelous. And, Dr. Beverly said, it is, in my case, for example, I forget, you know, I know I have done this from time to time, but then it's always good to refresh in the main ideas that are so important to start all over again, recharging ourselves.
Yes.
And like you say, self-reflection. Self-analyzing,
yes, very important. Because if we don't continue that self-analysis as we're going through each step of change, especially when we're talking about all these external changes that we continually make, you know, a new house, a new car, a new job, whether I should stay in school, not stay in school, I've got to raise my children. You know, someone told me last night they have 3 kids and they haven't finished their GED. And one of the things they're really worried about is the fact that they're not being a good role model for their children. Well, then where do you start? He said, I don't know where to start. I said, start from within. And I basically shared the same things that I shared with our listeners just a moment ago. Thank you, Professor Astete, for joining us this morning. We have another caller online this morning, a 242 number. Hello, how are you? Good morning. 242, are you there? Okay. Sometimes we have our listeners come in that just want to listen, and that's fine. We do have our chat line open this morning, so if you'd like to chat with us, write us a note. We'll be glad to share that on the show with the few minutes that we do have left. So please stay online. Is our caller on yet for the 242 number? Okay, we'll move on here. We have a 797 number that's online right now. Hello, good morning, 797.
Good morning.
This is Professor Applewhite. Good morning. And who is this? Please share.
This is Tony. I love change. I think change for me has just helped me so much with my children. Positive change has helped me so much with my children and myself. And as I'm getting older, of course, outside change as well. But I'm just so positive about everything. And then, you know, when negative stuff comes about, I just push that aside and just remember who I love the most, which is myself. I just love myself so much.
Good.
And with
glad
that,
you love
I'm
yourself.
I'm able to share. I'm able to share with my children. You know, when I take care of myself and I'm a positive person. So, anyways, that's all I have to say.
Well, thank you so much, because the positive stuff is so important, and that you're sharing that. You're a role model for your children, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Most
so
definitely.
You are the wheel of change for them.
Oh, for sure, yes.
And I love the way you said you love yourself, because that's the key. When you love yourself, you're teaching your children and those around you. You become a mentor. You become a mentor of change.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, Tony, for sharing.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'd like to hear some other people.
Victor Frankl, one of my favorite people in the world, says when we are no longer able to change a situation, we are then challenged to change ourselves. You see, we try so hard to change the situations in our life that we don't make an effort to change ourselves. And that goes back again to that self-analysis I talked about at the very beginning. And so if we don't start with looking in the mirror of ourselves, we will not be able to make any change happen that's really going to strengthen us, keep us motivated, keep us focused. We have another caller online, and I'd like to make sure that we get a chance. I think I might be able to get to everybody. We have less than 5-6 minutes left on the show this morning, and we'll see what this caller has to say. 824, anything you want to say on change this morning? This is Professor Applewhite.
Well, I'm trying to change my body by weight lift, and I'm going to start tomorrow. And I have specific goals as far as how much size I want to gain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just set goals for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something specifically that you can measure. I like something that's measurable. You know, it's good to change yourself, but if you can't measure the change very easily, then really how do you know whether you've changed or not? Whereas when you weightlift and stuff, you say, well, I want such and such size on my chest and such size on my arms, and you can measure that directly.
Mm-hmm. And that's an important thing when you talk about change for your physical self. That's really important, because what I'm talking about overall is my PMS formula, I call it, and that's physical, mental, and spiritual change, okay? And so that's real important. I think that as we start on this journey, that spiritual change becomes the first thing we need to look at. And then, of course, our mental change, the way we think about what we're doing with our bodies and ourselves, and then moving on to the physical. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that.
As an athlete, and you sound like you're an athlete, that you're talking about, first you had to get that thought into play. You had to think about it. You had to look inside of yourself and make an analysis of whether or not you even wanted to make changes in your body. And then when you have the mental part, right, and then the manifestation of that, what you look at on the outside, the external change, is how those muscles are reacting. Did I get that right for you?
Yeah, you got that right. Well, basically, I'm a paraplegic, and I want people to look at my upper body and think, wow, I wish I had a body like him, and then do a second take and go, wait a second, I don't want a body like he has. He's had to work at it, you know what I mean? But, yeah.
Well, you know, one of the things, the body that they should want to duplicate that you have is that mental and spiritual body that you have, because that precedes everything else, and I'm sure all of our listeners agree to that, is that if anyone wants to emulate you, and as Tony was saying earlier, to be that model even for our children, that what they need to model is that positive change and that attitude that you have. What a wonderful attitude you have, sir. Thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you very much.
Anything else, Dr. Ponitz or Professor Estete, that you'd have to add to our show this morning that maybe you've thought of as we've gone through this?
Well, it just occurs to me that the last gentleman brought a really important point. How do you measure change? And even for our psychological, emotional change, maybe we can devise a way, you could cover that the next session. How do we establish parameters to measure when we're changing and to get excited about it and motivated, even more motivated because we see the change?
And that's a good point. And I think that if you go back to what the gentleman was saying, the athletic, who also agrees that people might not want to, duplicate his body because of the paraplegia, but he agreed that people want to change themselves because they're looking at his attitude. That's the beginning. And so as Gandhi has said many, many times, you must be the change you wish to see in the world, that you must be the change. So the change begins with you inside, and that's the best way to start. And I agree with you. We do need more shows like this. I hope that all of you have enjoyed some of the things that we've shared this morning. And remember, as we close, I really can't reinforce this enough, that we are no longer able to change a situation when we can't change a situation. We have to change ourselves. Mm-hmm. Start with the self-analysis. Start with knowing your cues and triggers. And start with developing your own routine. Don't let someone else tell you how to be you. Mm-hmm. Got that? All right?
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning on our show. And we thank you, Tony, all of our new listeners out there, for being part of what we're doing this morning. And we close our show with some very beautiful music from Wes Ricks of Two Worlds. And we thank Nazim Rashid for his opening music of River Nile as we close our show and just meditate for a moment on what we've discussed today. This is Professor Applewhite signing out. Veterans, check out military.com.